After nearly a cycle, trapped in a distant galaxy, the intrepid crew of the Bajarian Jade has narrowly escaped certain death and returned home through an intergalactic portal designed by a hologram, assembled by a toddler in one galaxy, and by a swarm of disgusting, mindless insects in another. In retrospect, pretty risky. Now, our heroes must reconnect with their lost allies, assess what evils have arisen in their absence, and share a ship with a droid who's a weird bug creature and loving it on their final mission to Six.
Everybody.
What? We just got back.
Terrible bad news.
What Margie, is it, Parsi?
I don't think the bad news is going to affect it. Like, we got back to Zix.
You know how that other galaxy didn't have gas?
Yeah, now we just toast those Lokanon slices.
Yeah, the thing about that is right before we left, I traded Lokanuts for a cool t-shirt.
Well, how many Lokanuts?
All of them?
Oh, Bargie.
No.
But the t-shirt's real cool.
It better be so cool, Barge.
So is that the thing behind the door that you told me not to go and look at?
Yeah, AJ, don't open that door.
What if I did?
No, okay. AJ.
Wow.
We all knew
so
that AJ was
fabric.
Going to do that.
So much.
Good luck folding that back up now.
Is this like three wolves howling at a moon?
That's right. And if you look very closely, there's a tiny ship.
Oh, okay. Flying in front of the moon.
It was specially made for me. Anyway, long story short.
That's actually kind of cool.
I do not have gas or any more Lokanuts, so as a result...
Why would we grind to it?
You should have given us a little bit more of a heads up.
We're not also, even coasting?
We're in space. It takes power to come to a stop. Why did you do that? Did you use up the last of your fuel to reverse so that we would stop? Because that seems...
I was an award-nominated director, okay?
All right.
I'm happy we're in Six. I'll reconnect with my son. Blah, blah, blah. I feel nothing.
Oh.
We can use the t-shirt as a sail.
No.
AJ, we can't.
It doesn't work.
It's big.
It doesn't... Yeah, it's not...
The size is immaterial.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the ship a sail for quite a while.
The answer's always going to be the same.
Yeah.
All right, Bargie, fine. What, we need to go get gas? What's happening?
Actually, some good news. If you look out this porthole here, if you squint a little bit, you can see there's a ship stop that's not that far away, cosmically speaking.
Okay, great.
All right, so I'll lean on this side of Bargie, and let's just hope that we...
So if Bargie hadn't actively stopped the ship, we would have kind of
just coasted right up to it.
Right into it.
Yeah.
Bargie, can we... I mean, I hate to ask, should we go manual mode for just a hot second to get back to the ship stop, or...
What do you mean by manual mode?
Bargie, you did it when you crashed. Was that... Were you blacked out at that point? Did you not know? You know you have a manual mode, right?
All right, I got you. Hold on. Giving up mode.
Wait, that's not the same thing. How are the engines starting?
I give up mode.
It's interesting that Bargie has a reserve battery just for this mode.
Ujucking cans mode.
Okay.
To sort of roll around and complain.
We're all just stardust mode.
Also, I gotta say, if there's a giving up mode, I'm very surprised we have not heard it yet.
Frankly, impressive.
Yeah.
What's Flex Chucking Deal mode?
That can't be right.
That seems like that's not the name of the mode.
That was something I programmed.
Get out and stretch my legs a little bit. I mean, we are back in the Zix Quadrant, so
Yeah, let's breathe that Zixian air.
Oh, do you breathe C-53?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spiracles.
Oh.
There are holes in my exoskeleton.
Cool.
Hey, guys, I'm going to stay on the ship, just like I used to in the old days.
Yeah, okay. That's fine, great. Justin.
Oh, Justin is still here.
Yeah, right.
Have fun, Justin.
Borgie and I have a lot to catch up on. We've known each other since day one.
Yeah, Justin, you're not going to come with us since you're a member of the crew and you join us on missions and stuff?
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Okay, buddy.
See you later.
Have fun.
I might get some carn nuts.
It's terrible.
Wow. You like those?
Yeah. Well, you don't like
them. They're so hard.
Oh, but they're great. They're so salty, you can't stop.
Yeah, I guess if you're just... Do you have a gizzard, or what's the deal?
Yeah.
Do you chew them, or...
Both.
Okay.
I chew them, and then I roll them around the gizzard for a bit.
Hey, salad fingers.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. I don't Ooh. Think so. Wow.
What size?
We got similar. We got big. We got tiny.
This is all very interesting, but I just realized that I have absolutely no croon on me.
Guys, we've been in a post-money society for 6 months. We don't have any money. How are we going to pay for this fuel?
Well, and Bargy spent the croon that was on the ship on the acting workshop.
On the acting workshop, paying a person who
didn't know what money was.
It was, first of all, evil. Secondly, shouldn't have accepted croon. Yeah. It was a post-money society.
Hmm. Well, there's one currency that's always accepted. Violence.
Okay, that's not AJ. Probably gonna... I don't think that'll fly
not
here,
a
AJ.
Great start for our return.
AJ, come with me because I really need a shower, and if violence is the only currency that's gonna work, then let's go.
You got it. Let's shower.
Oh, why would you ever shower at a ship stop?
All right, Plek, get off your high horse.
What?
AJ and I have been exploding bugs all morning.
I'm covered in what? Starting to think it's not space, honey.
Okay.
I'm wearing these bugs.
Why don't I use the shower on Bargy?
Bargy has no power right now.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the power for giving up mode does not extend to the shower.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna go sing for some carn nuts. See ya.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna try to talk to the manager. Surely they'll understand. We've been in a different galaxy for 6 months. We don't have the same currency.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like a classic scam.
I don't think anyone's gonna be that sympathetic.
Well, you know, the space has ways of influencing the weak-minded.
Oh, wow, you're still talking about
not
space?
Even an hour back in Zix, and all of a sudden, talking about the space again. Huh?
What? I nothing happened that time. What was the...
Oh, I just changed the outcome of the election.
You... from here?
Yeah.
The election's not for 3 more days.
Right. Well, time is kind of squishy here. But let's change it again.
Okay. That was less impressive because I just have to trust that you did that.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
Okay, well, I changed it back.
No, you didn't.
I could have.
No.
You'd never know.
You didn't. No, yep. What are you talking about?
Oh, I did it again.
No, you're just snapping.
You're just snapping.
No, I'm changing reality. Look, here's a little... Watch me draw a circle with my finger, and now you can look inside.
And in a stunning upset, Allergy Eye Drops has carried the majority of the galactic vote.
Allergy Eye Drops?
Guess it's old Allergy Eye Drops day today. I have no plans. I thought I was always second fiddle, but the people of this galaxy have spoken, apparently. But this victory is not mine alone. I wouldn't be the person I am today without the help and support of my 3 best friends. Nini, Salazar Chuckles, and Mr. Top Hat, my 3 adorable cats. You make my life bearable each and every day with your cold-nosed boobs, your floofy tum-tums, and your smoochable toe beans. Even though I am very allergic to you, and if they could speak, they'd probably like to thank one company above all others. Smalls! A cat food company providing protein-packed meals they crave, delivered right to our doorstep. You see, all cats are obligate carnivores. They need fresh, protein-packed nom-noms. K
Conventional cat food is made using low-quality sheep meat byproducts, grains, and starches coated in artificial flavors. With the help of cat nutritionists, Smalls develops complete and balanced recipes for all life stages. And just to clarify, these cat nutritionists are people who are experts on cat nutrition, not cats who are nutritionists. Anyway, Smalls recipes are gently cooked to lock in protein, vitamins, minerals, and moisture. Salazar Chuckles loves moisture. Better quality ingredients mean a better, healthier life for your cats. Since switching to Smalls, Salazar's digestion has improved, Mr. Top Hat's coat has never been softer or shinier, and Nini's warm cat breath is just terrific. My fellow Galacticans, I wish to impart this critical information to each and every one of you. Take a short quiz on smalls.com/Zix to customize your sampler and use code Zix for a total of 30% off your first order. My first official act is galactic leader. Smalls.com/Zix, code Zix. For you see, I'm not leader anymore. But I thought. Oh well. Easy come, easy go. All right, Mr. Top Hat.
Hello.
Hey, welcome up to Ship Stop. Just give me a sec. I gotta before you ask, these hot dogs are fresh. I'm just putting them back. I'm rotating them to the.
Why would you need to stipulate that they were fresh?
It's the first question a lot of people have when they enter here. The Ship Stop.
Oh my rod. Old dirt.
Hey, no, look! Hey, look! It's the guys. It's Pluck. Pluck Dickster.
No, come on.
And it's his bug sidekick, his bug friend. Bug guy.
He's never once had a bug sidekick.
He had a bug. You've always been there.
I've never had a bug.
No.
You were his noob. You had a bunch of tiny little wood sabers.
No, that's
that you
AJ.
Held in your little arms.
My noob is AJ. He's a defected Clint.
Yes, of course. Where you been? It seems like things have been working out well for you. Prophecy, yada yada.
Thank God I ran into you. I had so much to tell you about. We entered
like you said, it created a rift. We were sent to a galaxy millions of light years away. We just finally found a way to get back.
Spot on!
We don't even know how much time has passed.
Some?
What happened in this galaxy since the Allwheat disappeared? What?
Right at the front.
That sounded like a scam.
You got it.
Oh, you don't like the word old? It's my name. It's my first name, so they can't be that bad.
I like them old.
Thank you, Marf.
Uh-huh.
Marf?
Yeah?
Marf, it's me. It's Plek Dexter.
Plek?
That's...
And then C-50...
A bug?
It's not a surprise you don't recognize me. It's me, C-53, Marf.
Why does your body look like this?
Oh, it's a very long story. Marf, I'm so sorry about the Midnight Shadow.
What?
Some snuff what? Got into it.
Snuff?
Yeah, it's like an old-timey aristocrat drug.
The Midnight Shadow's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Honestly, I'm shedding a tear as well, thinking back on it.
Wait, you're the computer guy. You're the robot guy.
Yes.
And now you're in a bug?
Now I'm in a bug.
Why? It's like putting a VCR on an anthill. Go back!
Unfortunately, we were stranded in a part of space where they do not have droid frames.
How long do you listen to your bug before you're like, shoo, go around, fly around somewhere else?
Turf, listen, I need answers. Man, I don't know what's going on in this galaxy anymore.
I'm sorry, but our whole thing is like, it's like bumping into an ex. Because like, Marf and I are doing our like new mentor thing and...
What?
Well, he's training me.
That's right.
In the space and the stuff.
That's
She's very good.
Amazing. Is there a prophecy about you too?
Same prophecy.
Yep. Yep. Same one.
Minute. What do you mean, same prophecy?
I thought the prophecy was about the prophecy was about me.
Your prophecy is like, it's sort of...
Yeah.
It's sort of what? Sort of, what are you talking about? I never...
Your prophecy was good. It was good. We did our thing. You flew around.
My prophecy was that I was going to bring balance to the space.
Yes, that's the one. Well, I'll tell you what. You did a pretty decent job. You know,
what?
not every player on the team gets the trophy. Some of them just get a broom handle.
Okay.
You think I can't tell the difference between your wood saber and that broomstick? Come on.
No, Durf.
That's not a balance bringer. That's for no time to lean, no time to clean talk.
The Dinglehopper was lost in the interdimensional rift that exploded in the center of the Allweed. That's a pretty good excuse for losing a stick.
What it comes down to is I took the prophecy, I did a little find and replace, tip, tip, tip.
First of all, the prophecy was digital?
Paper.
You crossed out words on my prophecy.
Well, yes. I mean, it's paper. It's just paper. It costs nothing.
But then he wrote new words in the prophecy.
Exactly.
He added new words. I'm the star of the prophecy now.
Okay, well, you don't have to put it like that.
She's the star.
Turf, you waited your whole life to find me, and then I go to a different galaxy for a few months, and you replace me?
Well, I thought you were dead, which is ironic coming from me, but I really thought you were dead. This guy's dead, is what I said to no one.
The point is, you're not supposed to change your prophecy, then what value does the prophecy have?
Oh, you think it just happened? Someone wrote it down the first time, and that person is probably an even older Durf. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're all prophesizing all the time. Here's a prophecy. I'm going to go to shake a shower in a minute. How's a pat for a prophecy? Let's see if it comes true.
It probably will. He takes a lot of showers.
I'm very filthy. I'm very old, and when you're older, your body makes weird liquids from different parts. Parts you won't even know, but the bug knows what I'm talking about. He's got liquids shooting out of all over the place.
Yeah.
He's probably making honey and venom and pee all at the same time.
A venom and pee, yes. That's a no on the honey, unfortunately.
Ah, that's the one we want.
I gotta say, darling, being covered in guts and about to head into kind of a sketchy situation feels good.
Yeah, it couldn't be more Zix, right? It just feels
Zix,
right.
That's it. It's Zix.
Yeah. I mean, the smell in here, I don't know if it's us because we are covered in bug guts.
Freaks.
It's like sour.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting notes of sour.
And just a little bit of bile.
Oh, there's a bile finish on it for sure.
And maybe just a little cheese.
Yeah. It just feels like home. Feels like home.
Oh, sorry, I dropped my fucking bile cheese.
Sir.
What? I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize. You just reminded us of a bit of nostalgia.
You had bile cheese in your childhood?
No, Juck. We haven't said Juck in a really long time.
So it feels good.
Feels Juck. Really good.
You
Juck.
Juck and welcome.
Aw, Jucking, thank you.
really took down that bile cheese.
Have a little commitment and I'm going to take your money. Oh, I need to get that swap. I don't like that.
I'm so happy to see you.
We didn't have money. What were people going to steal back in the other galaxy? Like,
what? Yeah. No stealing? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Doesn't make sense to us either.
Goodbye, you little stabby freak.
You stabbed my bile cheese.
Oh, Rod, love it when they kind of get in it with each other and you just sort of watch them kind of look at them scrabbling with each other.
Wow.
Come on, Plek and Bug. Let's walk and talk. I'm headed to my shower, which is a separate shower, because I won't shower the ship-stop showers. Those, we wired all the pipes together so that one drain goes into another top of a shower. No. It's like a Tellurian centipede. Familiar with that?
Oh, what?
A long franchise.
Their mouths are on their butts. And they're attached, so they're diarrheaing in the mouth.
We know.
And it goes through, and then the next person goes.
Let her finish. Plek, you let her finish. This is part of the training.
I just need to finish because it's part of the training.
Okay.
It's part of the training. Plek, how do you not know? You should be knowing. You should be reciting this. This is like the pledge.
Okay, the sacred words.
Sacred words?
Ready? One, two, Their mouths are connected to their buttholes.
And they poop into each other's mouths and down the line.
And then the first person has to circle around and eat it.
Everyone thinks it's good to be first. It's actually much worse. This is the philosophy.
It's really no better than any other position.
It's actually beautiful when you think about it, and that's why I've been studying it as I have, because it's actually a beautiful circle.
It's a circle of life.
It's a circle. I don't know if we can qualify it as a beautiful circle.
Or a circle of life, honestly.
It's a beautiful circle.
Life?
I tattooed the sacred words on my back.
Oh, those words? The words that you just said?
Yeah, the whole thing. It picked up my whole back.
No, yeah, it's a lot of words.
It was a long day.
Dirk did it.
I did it.
He ran out of room. So the answer.
I ran out of room, I ran out of ink, and I ran out of patience, honestly, because it's so many words.
I was screaming. Well, we ran it down.
Ran it down a leg.
It goes down a leg. It goes. It just sort of one? Ends. That's it sort of starts to peter out around, and then the last one circles back.
Yep. You know, they say measure twice and cut once, and I didn't measure the length of the words in the body, so it was a tough.
You didn't even measure once. The expression is measure twice, cut once. You didn't measure one time.
I didn't measure once.
Nope.
And I tell you what, I started with a too big of a font, and I ended up having to shrink it down real tiny.
It looks
by
like an eye chart. It's let's be honest,
the first verse is the most important one, and then it sort of repeats until the end, which is why that goes back around and comes up the front, and it ends right at the neckline. It's beautiful.
It tucks out of my shirt just a little.
It's a little bit of a flirt.
How is that a pledge, though?
This is all to say I will be going to my own private shower.
Okay.
Well, that's all the teachings I have for today. I'm gonna pop into the shower. I also have to run through and make sure all the truckers are peeing clear. So I'll be back in like 10.
Why do you have to do that? Why is that your responsibility?
Because they drink a lot of coffee, and I gotta check for kidney stones, because once kidney stones get big enough, those Tellurian pee holes can't handle it. And as you know, pee hole is a teaching moment for me, so I just gotta walk through. It's part of the job. Part of the job.
Behind here, AJ, it's one of the Zix classics, a ship's stop shower.
Great.
Hi, dear. So, you're here for the showers. How many holes would you like in your shower? We have a six-hole open.
Actually, I peck booked the six-hole.
Oh.
Peck. The pervert here.
Well, whoopsie doodle, but a twofer just opened up.
Wow. When was the last time we saw a pervert, huh?
Ugh, I know. The other galaxy had no use for them.
I wouldn't even have an identity if things weren't shamed. What would I be? Huh? I wouldn't be the guy who just added a seventh hole.
I mean, yeah, I guess you'd just be
Peck.
That's what I love about sex, you know? I know this guy's first name and his sexual proclivity, you know?
The pervert is also my last name.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, thank you for that clarification.
So, where's that twofer?
Oh, it just got filled up.
Oh.
I bet it did. I bet it did get filled up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no one was in there, so I guess everything's just free? Well, whatever.
Marf.
Yeah? You want to see my tattoo?
No.
No, Marf, okay. No.
Marf, how did you get involved with Durf? What happened?
Well, I have to be honest. I woke up one morning and here I was.
What?
You guys left. I was feeling kind of down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, started like drinking a little.
Oh, no.
And had a 3-week bender.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I sort of browned out and then I blacked out. And then I woke up and I was here and I was training to become, I guess, the savior. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty cool, right?
I mean, I guess so. Marv, just to clarify, your prophecy also says you're going to bring balance to the galaxy.
Yeah. I know that a big part of the prophecy is cleaning the showers. And
oh, no. That, I feel like, is not really a prophecy. You know, that's something he put in there.
No. I think that was already in the prophecy, was cleaning the showers. It's just, I think it said your name and not my name, but cleaning the showers. It was clean the showers, you know, that thing about the guys peeing clear, the thing about memorizing the Tellurian centipede sacred words.
Uh-huh.
And
Marv, I can almost guarantee all of this ship stop specific stuff.
You
is
mean my
not
training?
Part of the prophecy.
Yeah, Marv, last time I saw Durf, he worked at a zoo. And the time before that, he was a cater waiter. And the time before that, he worked at a Blue Julius. And the time before that, he was alone on an asteroid with his wife and children. So I kind of don't buy at all that part of the prophecy involves this particular job. The last time I saw him, he tried to recruit me to be a clown, a zoo clown.
That's not even a type of clown.
Yeah, a junior clown, which is also not a type of clown.
A junior clown is a clown in training.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And I would know because I did that last week. And guess what? I'm a full clown now.
Marsh.
Okay. First of all, it takes a lot more than a week to become a full clown.
Junior clown is 1 week training, and then you become full clown.
You didn't do
clown.
The program. You don't know that.
No, I've seen a lot of clowns. They're all pretty old.
Yeah, but they could have become full-fledged clowns years before.
Are you telling me I've never seen a new full clown?
I'm sort of implying it, yeah.
I think you might have seen a new full clown and didn't know it was a new full clown. You probably thought it had been a clown a while.
I guess so. Listen, Marf, I know what it's like to feel like you want to be part of something. I know what it's like to feel like a prophecy gives you a sense of purpose that you didn't have before. But I'm just starting to realize, you know, maybe it took me a little longer than it should have. As much as I want to be part of a bigger story, I feel like Durf is maybe full of shit.
Well,
Durf, you're still clean.
All clean. Sorry, I didn't have a towel, so I'm just going to air dry real quick.
Oh, boy.
Marf, did you tell him how you went full clown?
I did in just a week.
Just a week? Way better than you, Plek.
I sort of abstained from the training.
You wore the wig, friend. You put on the makeup. You are Junior Clown. Don't you run away from this. It was in the prophecy, as a matter of fact.
You know what? I want to see this prophecy, Durf.
I have it. It's right behind the counter, right next to liquor license, place to call if you get shot, a prophecy. Hanging on the wall. And the place to call you get shot is not what you might think. It's not a hospital.
What is it?
Where would you go?
Well, you call it. There's a bunch of names on it, and you call a guy, and he'll be like, too bad. Tick.
Why would that help you after you've been shot to hear
well,
too bad?
Well, then you call the next guy. Then you call the next guy on the list. And then if he says too bad, you call the next guy.
So why doesn't the list start with the guy?
I feel like you had the same questions about the Tellurian centipede shower thing. And I think now you should take the pledge, Bug.
No, absolutely not. There's Bug. No chance of that happening. No.
Bug, get in. I'll write you in.
Stop. I don't want to be part of the prophecy, okay?
Too bad. I'm writing you in.
You didn't get it. When you left and the all-weed imploded, things just changed, okay? What? Things are really different now. I don't know how to explain it except to say the vibes are just off.
What do you mean the vibes are off? Like, what's happening in the galaxy? What did we miss?
There was a big loss of freshness right around when the all-wheat imploded and whackness grew immensely.
No, the whackness should have gone down. We blew up the all-wheat.
Hey, I'm not a mathematician.
You told us that's what I needed to do to bring balance to the galaxy.
It did work. Now it's out of balance. But as long as you
What does that mean?
As long as you have a handle on the bean, the beanocrat, we're going to be fine as long as you bring it together and find balance.
No, we don't have the beanocrat anymore. The beanocrat was the one who saved us from the all-wheat. We don't know where Beano is.
What, how come you can't? You keep track of all these other people. You can't keep track of the Beanocron? That's the one.
He's essentially a deity.
Yeah, well, keep your eyes on the deity. You got your bug guys never not by your side. And then, where's Beanocron?
Yeah, we do keep C-53 around. But that's good, sort of. Yeah, because he's
sort of
helping.
This is taking a turn I don't appreciate.
Every time I see you guys, he's in a different shape, but he's always right there.
Hey, buddy, you're getting pretty fresh right now here.
I'm very fresh. I'm a former avatar of the fresh.
I walked right into that.
All right, we're stalls number 7 and 8.
All right.
Let's get clean so we can get weird. All right. Is there a trick to that? Hold on.
There's not a lot of pressure.
Maybe it's...
You know what? This is great. Because remember on the Synergy, everything worked, and it was like good water pressure, and it always felt like good and optimized. That was that, you know. But now we're in Zix, and like nothing works, and it's annoying. Whoa. You know.
My yeah. clone. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is so Zix. To finally. Hey there. Are you here to fix the shower?
Cause... No, I thought I heard a little glop coming out of yours. Mine, nothing's coming out of mine. Can I get share the glop? Is there glop coming out of yours?
Yeah, there's like this weird oozy goo coming out the head. But...
Yeah, that's as good as they get here.
Whoa, okay.
Hold on, did you find the glop? I'm also here for the glop. Like, yes, come and get the glop. This big guy has extra glop.
Ooh, you got extra glop?
I see some clone legs under here. You got glop?
I mean, I guess I have a little bit of glop. It's not that much.
Can you cut the glove in half so both of us get half a glop?
I mean, that's very annoying, but it's
very Zix, so absolutely.
This is great.
Hey, family, yeah. Come here.
Children, there's glop.
Children,
there's
come here.
Glop. Come on in. Glop.
Now it's really inconveniencing us.
So good to be home.
Okay, fine. So I've been written out of my own prophecy, but I'm back now. I'm alive. I want to help. What can I do?
Well, you can continue your exploration of the third part.
What?
There's the space. We talked about it. It's the space between. And there's, of course, the stuff, which is everything that's not space's stuff. Makes perfect sense. No questions at this time. But there's more. There's more to this.
No, don't.
The third side of the coin. The even colder side of the pillow.
There's a third side to the coin?
Yes! Do you remember my last words last time I saw you?
At the zoo?
As I was... Yes, I was being mauled by a bunch of lurds who were mad at me because I was lying to them. But zookeepers always lie to the animals in their care. They have to be tricked. Zookeepers, true. Half of their job is tricking animals.
Half their job?
No comment? Yes. And the other half is cleaning up the bathrooms.
Okay.
I feel like there's more to it than that.
Hey, you're headed to the other side of a zoo bug. A bug zoo.
I'm not going to a bug zoo.
Well, watch out. You never know.
I mean, you are sort of an oddity, C-53. You're
That's
a cat
what I'm talking
that
about.
Has a sentience.
Oh, so you endorse putting me in a zoo?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying you should go to a zoo. I'm saying someone's going to put you in a zoo. Yeah. It's okay. Not a threat.
All right. I would endorse on this.
It's a prophecy.
I got to say, I would endorse. If you were in a zoo, I would understand why you were in a zoo, is what I'm saying.
Wow. Okay, I'm out of here. Do whatever you're going to do. You find me on the ship when you're done, okay?
No, yikes. No, C-53.
Get your hands off me.
Whoa, look at all those little legs. Hey, Plack, do you remember the last words? Come on, last words?
It was your fourth time dying. You think I'm going to commit every single last word to memory? I remember your first last words.
Oh, yeah? What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, do you remember?
No, don't spit it back in my face. I'm your boss, mentor, friend.
You're not any of those things anymore, really, at this point.
Okay, well, my last words were, the space monkeys are pleasuring themselves like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, yeah.
Because the third part, the space stuff, yourself. You need to take care of yourself.
What?
Oh, having fun, Plek? Learning a lot from old Durf?
I don't know, dude. I think something was up with that hot dog. Give me a sec.
Hey, Dar. No big deal, but it looks like you're getting kind of a little bit of a rash.
Well, I think the glop kind of activated with the keck guts, and now I have to get this off.
That's a bad rash.
AJ, could you just get at that one point here?
Isn't this good, right? Like, how bad it's getting, it's good.
Honestly, no, this is just really awful. Oh.
Got it. So now it's just bad. Now it's not, like, fun bad.
Yeah, it's on top of my skin and it's under it. It's under the skin as well. It's so itchy.
Right.
I mean, Zix has always been Zix, but...
This feels worse than it did, right?
Yeah.
And it also just feels like the vibes are off big time.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Hey, it's me, Peck.
No, the pervert, right, yes, right.
Can I show you something?
Okay, now we're back on track. Very Zix. Very Zix. Come on.
You want to listen to my dubcore album?
Not even a little bit. No.
No, it's worse. Darn, I think it's much worse.
This is worse. What is dubcore?
I hoped you knew. I don't know.
Get out of here.
Shoo.
He doesn't even know what
Shoo.
It is. He doesn't know what it
Shoo.
Is. We got to get clean.
Yeah.
This is like solid dubcore on us, and we need to get it off of us.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is the name for it. Can someone help us, please? Is there a sentient here who can help us?
Can somebody help us? Oh.
I'm a lonely Shower-Troid.
You see outside of the shower? There's a shower droid.
Oh.
You know one of those droids with a shower head on its head?
Oh, wow, yeah. A droid that's self-aware but built for a very specific, singular task.
Yeah, classic Zix.
Yeah.
Hey, showerhead droid. We just heard you kind of singing a longing ballad. Do you want to wash us?
Would you like me to?
I mean, yeah, we asked. That would be jucking off. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could.
I mean...
It costs 5,000!
What?
What?
Hold on a second.
What
do you mean, the self?
It's right there. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at yourself.
I'm the self?
You are the self. To you. I'm the self to me. Marv's got her own self.
That's true.
But do I have to master other people's selves or just mine?
No, other people's selves are stuff to you. And in between yourself and other selves is space. Their stuff, except for to them, their self, and they're looking at you and your stuff. And what they're looking through space to see you, which is stuff, but to you, yourself, and that's it. That's easy. I have what I just said tattooed all up and down my back and body.
I did it.
Wow.
Bob did it.
And we were doing each other's tattoos at the same time.
No, why?
I'm sorry, I had to come back over. You did it at the same time?
We should have done one and then the other, let me be honest.
Good rod.
You live and you learn. We were both lying on our stomachs, reaching over.
What?
Crossed arms.
Why were you lying down?
It was like a tattoo centipede in a lot of ways.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Nermit. Wow, you found some car nuts.
Yeah, and these boppy loops and wingers and so many bebops and zuzus. And all for free. They're just like, whoa, we can't believe you're here. I guess they're fans of my music. I don't know.
What? That's very suspicious.
What do you... Marf.
Yes?
Put the newer hot dogs in the front. We've got a
of
real...
Of course, yes, sir.
See what I'm saying?
It is an honor to have you here. I will go get our freshest hot dogs.
I'm so sorry that I'm fully nude here in a place of business, but I won't clothe myself because, again, I'm air-drying. You understand. Please, with anything you'd like, please.
Derf, what is going on?
Oh, Derf and Marf.
Our names? Oh.
Wow.
To what do we owe the honor?
Oh, you guys have met. Like, I know you're probably, humming Speeder Ride in your head or whatever.
Is that what you're doing? Are you both thinking of the song Speeder Ride?
Sorry, I... did not know what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought was the situation. Nermit, they don't know your music.
Oh, maybe it's Defecate. Like, a pimple-faced boy said, Nermit Bundeloy, I have a delivery.
Nermit, it's definitely not Defecate.
Defecate.
Yeah, you can stop singing.
Next to Defecate, poopy.
No?
No.
Marf, quick, tattoo that on my arm, Marf. I think it's something important, whatever he just said.
I'll go get the gun.
Explain.
I'm powering it up right now.
It's just under the counter?
Yes.
We use it a lot.
Oh, boy.
Derf, why are you treating Nermit like this?
Hold out your arm. I'm about to tattoo those sacred words because we've just met Galactic Leader Nermit Bundeloy.
What?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Galactic Leader?
Nermit Bundeloy?
Yes?
Nermit
Bundeloy?
That's right. That little guy right there.
Not... Okay, you're confusing him with a different guy who used to be Galactic Leader.
Yeah, the Emperor was called Nermit Bundeloy. It was
sort of an
alias.
And he's gone, so Nermit's not Galactic Leader anymore.
Yeah. Pretty sure he is.
I guess you guys missed it because of the whole all-wheat thing that you were just telling me about, half-listening, but it was a write-in vote for Nermit. out of the blue, yeah. Nermeth was elected in a landslide.
How, Derv, how did that happen?
Well, there's some rumors that there was some sort of whack magic involved here. Like,
doubt it.
Thumb on the old scales from Whack Thumb. You know what I mean? But he's doing a pretty good job.
Did I have a great campaign song?
Yes. Ooh, ooh.
Wow, yeah. Sounds right. That's Nermeth.
His picture's up on stuff. You see him talking on the hallows. He's on money. I got a cash register full of this little guy.
Wait, this... I'm on the money.
Why is Nermeth on a croon?
I mean, no, we don't call them croons anymore. We call them...
What?
We call them Nermos.
What?
That can't be right. Nermos?
Nermos?
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was helping Sisu, and I didn't dare to hope that I would... Wow. Guys, I won the election.
Maybe I think there's something up there.
AJ and I need 5,000 croon.
Yeah, they're not croon anymore.
I don't care what they're called. We need 5,000 of them.
I think you're going to care what they're called.
I don't want this play money with Nermeth's face on it. I want real money.
Pay his road with a shower head for a head.
Yeah.
That's the money.
Is a Nermo.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Nermo?
And why is all Durf here?
Hello.
I mean,
I run this place.
All good questions.
Oh, hey, Grandpapa.
Hey,
Marv, what's up?
Hey, Marv.
Hey, so why is it called a Nermo?
I won the galactic election.
I mean, one is a word we're going to have to get to the bottom of, but it appears that people here in this galaxy think that Nermeth Bundeloy is the leader.
Whoa! Mark, did you get a tattoo?
I did. Do you want me to tell you what it says?
No, yeah, don't sure. ask.
How is that?
It actually says that their mouths are attached to their buttholes, and one of them eats something, and the diarrhea comes out into the mouth.
Press conference, stealing the microphone.
Again.
Okay.
And in a stunning reversal, a long dead ship, the Blazing Rochester, has come back to life and become leader of the galaxy.
Okay, all right. Okay.
What's happening? What? Galactic leader? No one's had that title since those filthy Tegersian oligarchs assassinated Drombasidian 9. Now that was a leader. Brought the coal industry back single-pinched. Well, if I'm leader, I've got some people to thank, I suppose. First, my lovely wife, Marge, who probably thinks I'm dead, which I was. And secondly, why upstanding crew, Captain Burgess, Traxalor, and N1X2 shoveling coal into my furnace day and night to keep me chugging. And if they could speak...
We can speak!
They'd probably like to thank one company above all others. Green Chef, an organic food company providing delicious and easy-to-follow meal kits right to your airlock. And to clarify, when I say organic, I mean the food is for organics, Tellurians and the like, not ships. But stick this in your stovepipe and combust it. Green Chef is also the first USDA-certified organic meal kit, so your crew can enjoy hand-picked organic veggies and premium proteins without having to worry about where they came from. You see, all Tellurians are obligate foodivores. They need actual non-combustible foodstuffs to survive. I lost a lot of crews before I learned that one, you better believe. But Green Chef's expert chefs curate every recipe, and with over 30 meal choices every week, and the flexibility to switch plans, those little critters running around inside your cast iron hull will never have to sacrifice taste for nutrition. They can enjoy restaurant-quality dishes in the comfort of their own bridge. And with all the time they'll save not having to plan or shop for dinner, they'll gain valuable coal-shoveling time. And as leader, this is my first edict. Go to greenchef.com/Zix125 and use code Zix125. Why is it code called that? You'll get $125 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/Zix125 for $125 off. And this is my second edict. All coal will be tested for poison on a daily basis. I'm not gonna go down like Grombosinian. I don't know, sir.
Mr. Rochester! Mr. Rochester!
Oh, yes, what is it?
Apparently,
but no longer later.
No.
We'll chucking beast of... We'll go full chucking. Pull up! Ah, the pistons! Pull the chickens!
Wait, so Lizard Man is the Emperor?
No, my name is Nermit Bundeloy, and I am the Galactic Leader. And I want you all to know, I'm sure I'm going to be very busy, but I'm not going to forget about you guys.
Nermit, think about it. Look at this newspaper. This is you giving a speech yesterday.
Yeah, Nermit, whoever the Galactic Leader
is... That must be from later than yesterday, because I haven't given that speech.
Nermit,
how would that be from
Nermit, whoever this is on this newspaper is not you. It's somebody else that is using your identity.
Hey, I'm
Are you the Galactic Leader?
Yes.
No.
I am.
Jeff?
No.
Yeah!
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm not doing perfectly.
Also, can I get your autograph? Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
just make it out to my daughter and me. Just
okay. What's your daughter's name?
Denise.
Okay, to Denise. And what's your name?
Denise.
To Denise and Denise. Okay.
Also, check for you.
Regards to your daughter.
Excuse me, are you Galactic Leader?
Oh, wow.
Nermit Bundeloy.
Because I got to get used to this. Yes, I am.
He's not technically, but sure.
I'm just a lonely showerhead.
Oh, I see that.
And I also just wanted to say...
What? I can't get assassinated when I just learned I'm leader.
I've got ammo speed on my full set.
Ammo speed?
Yeah, that's when the water moves so fast it becomes ammunition.
Don't shoot!
Whoa, that showerhead lost control.
There's water bullets spraying everywhere.
Don't waste this water. What could water do?
Jerf, you have to take cover like the rest of us. This is weaponized water.
I was just in water a minute ago. Same showerhead. Oh, shit. I got shot.
Jerf! Jerf, no!
Anyone else get hit? Just Jerf?
No, we were all hiding.
Just me?
We were taking it seriously.
Crew, that showerhead's still giving me the evil spigot. It's gonna blast us.
Everybody stand back. I've got this. I've been cleaning showers for weeks. Come at me.
Wow. Marf is amazing with those hot dogs.
Well, she attached two hot dogs with a chain and she's whipping it around.
Backflip! Lost pressure completely.
Now we'll never get to shower.
Wow.
Durf, stay with me, buddy.
How ironic, killed by the shower, the thing I hate to clean.
Irony?
Why is he naked? I just realized.
And you were still air drying and everything.
Marf, come close. I have some last words for you. And, Plek.
What is it?
Well, I want you to take over the ship's dock. I want you to... Yes?
I couldn't possibly.
No, you...
I can never fill your shoes.
Well, you can. And honestly, I mostly wear like a loose slipper. Please, Take the slippers, wear them as your own.
It's weird that he was naked with the slippers.
You mean I don't need to wear the clown shoes anymore?
I would keep the clown shoes by day, slippers at night.
You said that's what made me a full clown.
It's 100%. Once you fill the shoes, they're yours. But your feet don't have to be as big as the clown shoes.
It would take a while.
Full clown doesn't mean your feet get big and bulbous. I just mean like you fill them emotionally.
Oh no, then I think I did it wrong.
Oh, your feet filled the hole. Wow.
Wow.
I think it was swollen.
Marf, those are very red.
That's a mastery of the space right there. Plek, listen up. Marf saw space, filled it with stuff. By mastering herself.
The stuff was my foot meat.
Durf, do you want us to call that list?
Yeah, dude, should we call it? Should we call the hotline?
Quick. I'll call the number. I've been shot.
I'm the first number.
Call the number. The first one. Oh, I feel hurt, but I mean, as long as somebody picks up here, I think I'll be fine.
Hello? Yes, hello. Someone's been shot. There's been a terrible accident.
Nothing I can do about it.
Sorry, I got a nothing I can do about it?
Ah, shit.
Call the next guy. Call the next guy. Okay.
That's why it's a long list.
Yep, sure. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello? Who is it?
Hi, yeah, someone's been shot at the ship stop. Yes, yeah, it's from the list. Someone's been shot. I don't know what you're...
Please remove me from your list.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, sure, sorry about that. He has to be removed from the list.
If they have to be removed from the list, we legally do have to remove them from the list.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, next person. You call the next person.
Yeah, I'm already doing it.
Hey, dude, who's this?
Oh, hi, yeah, listen, somebody has been shot. I'm at the ship stop at the edge of...
I don't do these calls. They're too political.
Political? Actually, honestly, in this case, it was actually very politically motivated.
Okay, next person.
Okay, it's ringing.
Oh, hold on a sec. Hello.
Did you put yourself on your own list?
Yeah, well, look, I didn't know I was going to be the one getting shot.
Well, sure.
But are you one of the people who would say you'd help, or...
No, I usually say nothing I could do about it.
Okay, well.
Call the last person on the list.
Okay, all right, I'll just go right to the end.
Hello?
Hi, yes, there's been a terrible accident. Somebody's been shot at the ship stop.
Nothing I can do about that.
Wait a minute, the last number forwards back to the first guy on the list.
This is a Tellurian centipede.
It's the circle of life. Anyway, those are my last words, I guess.
Wow, he's dead.
I can't believe he's gone.
Marf, you'll get used to it.
It would be a real shock if he actually died.
I guess this is my ship stop now.
Marf, if what Durf says is true, and there's a prophecy about both of us, or I guess me and also then you or maybe you instead or whatever, you know, we need to work together. We need to figure out how to bring balance to the galaxy. We can get rid of those bad vibes and be heroes.
I think that the best way to bring balance might be for each of us to do what makes us happy. And in my case, I think that's running a ship stop. Maybe in your case, it's fighting the bad vibes. But I'm happy owning a business, cleaning the showers, collecting a lot of stuff, hiding it away in places where no one can ever find it.
Huh.
Hoarding it, and then eventually dying under a pile of it.
Marf, that's what makes you happy, the prospect of that?
Beautiful.
That's what I like. And you know what? As part of my destiny, I think I need to take myself out of the prophecy.
You can't just scratch yourself out of the prophecy.
You can't do that.
You actually can. A prophecy is just a piece of paper, and you can just get anything out of it. So let me just... erase my name and put Plek back in. And now the prophecy is starring you.
But Marf, you're so skilled with this space.
But you know what else I'm really good at? Using this blue Julius machine.
Wow, she's stirring it with her hand. Look at that.
Wow. I can't do that.
Yes. How'd I do? Perfect swirl, right?
It's a perfect swirl. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, none of us are going to taste it, but it looks
Great.
You can't taste it. Oh. Don't touch anything here. None of this is for sale anymore.
Marf.
Everything here is mine. Even the tubes.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Oh, yeah, we got tubes.
Man, I'm so glad to be back in Zix, because they didn't have tubes in the other galaxy, but they have them in here. And who cares if this place stinks? We got these tubes, man. We're back. We're
hey,
back.
Hey, aren't you Galactic Leader Nermit Bundeloy?
I am, actually, yes.
Just you!
Come on, not again.
Does that still mean the same thing as before we left?
It's actually gotten worse.
What?
What it means something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
People mean it more now. Bad vibes.
Bad vibes.
I don't know what my destiny is anymore. Who the juck cares? We have to figure out where this whackness is coming from and how to fix it.
Hey, checking in.
Yes, Bargy, you gotta come get us. We have work to do. Fire up the engines.
Are you filled up on gas?
Nope, haven't even started.
Bargy, why?
Bargy,
no.
Approaches my little Nermit Bundoroy. Nermit, we're gonna call you just for me to kind of keep it straight in my head. Mymet Nimaloy. For you are not your Met, but Mymet. Oh, I am sorry. You might be confused about what sort of is happening. I grew you out of your tail. Not your tail, actually, other Nermit's tail.
Master, I have prepared the flowchart to aid in the explanation.
Very well done, Scram. Incredibly helpful, that guy. Okay, look at the graph. You're grown out of different other yous.
His name is Scram.
People always think I'm telling him to Scram. His name is Scram. His first name is Scram. No, I would never tell Scram to Scram. If anything, I wish Scram was around all the time. You're my number one. You're my guy. I never had an assistant before Scram, and it's changed my life. He is so on top of my calendar. When you're talking about multiple rifts in reality and timelines and all that stuff, if you don't have an assistant, you're crazy. Okay, backtrack. You're grown out of different other yous, Dale. And honestly, you're different you. Other you is the real you. But you're Mymet Mimaloy. Point being, where we're at right now, you're in a tank. We're backstage from one of the best political rallies I've ever been to. And the Emperor is moments away from using the power of the All Wheat to render...
What? The All Wheat?
Yes. That part seems pretty explanatory to me.
That's a very dumb name.
Break it down into two words. What's the first word? Okay, what does All mean?
Total.
Okay, what's the second word?
Wheat.
And what's the most powerful grain?
Wheat.
Okay, so you've explained it.
Total power.
Exactly, you get it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you. I didn't think that was going
to
make sense.
Total power to render one Nermit Bundeloy, Galactic Leader. And that's where you come in. Because for all intents and purposes, my little friend, you are Nermit Bundeloy.
Okay.
You're not Nermit Bundeloy, you're Mymet Nimaloy.
Can I pull this tube? Is it...
Don't touch that. No. That's absolutely has to say where that is.
Okay.
Let me be very clear. It would be a generous prognosis to say you are like 50% done.
Okay. So, that sounds like I'm getting promoted.
Yes, you understand exactly.
It's kind of my love language.
Alright, well, my love language is, gifts.
Mine is, of course, acts of service.
My guy, it's Scram, yes!
it. Don't shake the tank. Don't stop shaking the tank.
Who can go with this little spill stuff in
here? Scram!
I must sponge up the liquid that is spilled.
You think Scram's gonna double back on me? This guy is.
Oh, I love watching him shake the tank.
This is my number one guy right here. He truly does love to scrub, and it's wild. You don't even feel bad asking him to do it.
No, should you, Master.
I do have kind of a strange, deep-seated ambition, I feel. So, I mean...
Wonderful, wonderful, my sweet little Mima my Malloy.
You're Malloy.
The noses are...
Unusual elections of all time. Mermit Bundeloy, a functionary within the Sisu Gundu campaign, has been named leader of the galaxy.
Woo! What's up? That's the all weed assholes.
Yes, let me dry him for a moment.
Mimet.
No. This is Mimet Bundeloy. Everything's correct. Okay. He's correct.
I have to mic you up so you can go off stage and give your victory speeches. Sorry, it's my first day.
It's all right. You're doing great. What'd you say your name was?
Little Chair?
Your full name is Little Chair. This is a weird, even in a big galaxy where I've heard a lot of strange names.
I was named after my aunt.
Okay, so even that leads to sort of more questions for me.
Her name was Sarah.
Your name's Little Chair, and you were named after your aunt, whose name is Sarah. You want to run me through those steps one more time? I know that I'm literally moments away from unfolding a huge, important turn in my evil plan, but this has pissed me off. No, this has pissed me off.
So this affects our plan. Let it go.
Scram, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to be a big bad wax-eyed lord like me, you don't let the small stuff slide. We're going to get to the bottom of why Little Chair was named after a different woman whose name is Sarah.
Your wisdom is infinite, Master. I cannot wait to learn.
I'll just kind of crawl out to the stage.
You can, go do what you have to do. All right, listen here, Little Chair. You square up with me while my guy is going off to do his thing. All right, that's exactly right. Now, why would you be named after someone whose name you don't share?
Because she gave birth to all of her children using a little chair, and so for many years after that, she was known the community as Little Chair, and that little chair still exists, and I think she's my mother, but no one will admit it.
So you think your aunt's your mom? Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
And to say, and can I get one more further confirmation from you to me that you said you're named after your aunt? Because she gave birth to you on a little chair. So would it not be slightly more accurate to say you're named after the chair? That's just me, right? You crossed the wrong lord of chaos today. Sarah, quote unquote, little chair.
The speech went great.
I don't care, Nermit.
Okay, your priorities are bizarre.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to Ship Stop Radio.
WCYX.
You pump the gas and we'll shake your ass.
Did she just say that?
Welcome back. Well, you guys just keep calling in and requesting it, so we're just going to keep on playing it. Here's the new one from Zix's very own homegrown Jordan Bikorkin with... who am I kidding? Everyone knows what this song's called by now.
Growing up in the sticks, knew there had to be something else more than this. Close my eyes every single night, pray one day I'd see my name up there in Hollywood lights, yeah. I grabbed the chance to leave these parts when my first song, it hit the charts. Couldn't count all the croon I'd made. Parties every night in the bar, Jerry and Jade, yeah. But now I'm sending up a brand new prayer. Ride, take me back to those days I remember. youth is eyeball bleachers. Tops down, hyperdriving all night. Cigarillos kicking in. You're absolutely right. After all the things I've seen and all the stuff I've done, just wanna be where everybody has at least 5 sons. Can't believe now that I'm looking back, I come to find it don't get much better than 6. No, it don't get much better than 6, babe. Picked up the phone, called my band. Listen up now, Jordan's got a new plan. Pack your stuff, y'all, there's no time to rest. We're setting up shop in the quadrant that's best, yeah. And they all said that I sounded joking crazy. Hold those horses now, cause you're gonna thank me when you see. Olympic Steam Park, where the rides always made me sick. My favorite corner store, R.I.P. Mrs. Curly. Our politicians always keeping it tight. If you think I'm back for good this time, you're absolutely right. After all the things I've done and all the stuff I've seen, just wanna kick it on my porch, read 18 magazine. Can't believe it took me moving back just to realize it don't get much better than 6. The place where folks still observe Independence Day the old-fashioned way, still ride a bite in, clean compliant. The cherry gasoline still has me flying. Orange beer underneath his eyeball bleachers. The top's down, hyperdriving all night. Cigarillos kicking in. You're absolutely right. After all the things I've seen and all the stuff I've done, I'm finally back where everybody has at least 5 sons. Can't believe it took me moving back just to realize it don't get much better than 6. It don't get much better than 6, babe.
This is C-RED IT5, credits and attribution stride commencing outro protocol. Plunk Deck Setter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Scram were played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Margie the Ship, Showerhead Droid, the Tiny Criminal, and Justin Bali were played by Lujan Zulfagari. Nermit Bundeloy, Peck the Pervert, the Blazing Rochester, and Galactic Leader Nermit Bundeloy were played by Seth Lind. EJ and Allergy Eye Drops were played by Winston Knoll. Old Durf was played by special guest Justin Tyler. Justin is a writer and director, most recently for the ABC special A Night at the Academy Museum. He co-hosts the podcast Comic Book Club and the show Characters Welcome on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter at JT Sizzle. Marv was played by special guest Rachel Winitsky. Rachel has written for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Danger Force, and more. Follow her on Twitter at Rachel Winitsky. Cor Beovor was played by Brendan Lee Mulligan. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Jordan Bacorkin's It Don't Get Much Better Than 6 was written and performed by Shane O'Connell. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to 6 is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Well, hello. I'm Renee Colvert.
Hi, I'm Alexis Preston, and we are the hosts of Can I Pet Your Dog?
And we got breaking news, we got an exposé, and all the beans have been spilled via an Apple Podcast review that said, this show isn't well-researched. Well, yeah, no duh. Of course it's not. Not since the day we started has it been well-researched. Guessing and anthropomorphizing dogs is what we do.
The Can I Pet Your Dog promise is that we will never do more than 10 seconds of research before telling you excitedly about any dog we see.
I'm going to come at you with top 10 enthusiasm, minimal facts.
We're here for a good time, not an educated time.
So if you love dogs and you don't love research, well, you know what? Come on in to Can I Pet Your Dog podcast every Tuesday on Maximum Fun Network.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm
Emily Heller.
9 years ago, we started a podcast to try and learn something new every episode.
Things have gone a little off the rails since then. Tune in to hear about
low-stakes neighborhood drama,
gardening,
the sordid, nasty underbelly of the horse girl lifestyle,
hot sauce,
addiction to TV and sweaty takes on celebrity culture,
and the weirdest, grossest stuff you can find on Wikipedia.org.
We'll read all of it, no matter how gross. There's something for everyone on our podcast, Baby Geniuses.
Hosted by us, two horny adult idiots.
Hang out with us as we try and fail to retain any knowledge at all.
Every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't
know. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
It tucks out of my shirt just a little.
Just a touch. It's a little bit of a flirt.
Mm.
The first guy goes around to eat the shit of the last guy again. That's the flirt.
That's what I call the flirt.
Off the ground.
Bug guy, you got a lot of eyes. You can't seem to read the pledge.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
How is that a pledge, though? Never mind. It doesn't. Listen.
And this is all to say I will be going to my own private shower.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's all the teachings I have for today.
I'm sorry. I forgot that that's where the conversation starts.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, students. But class is dismissed.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's disgusting.